Did you know forced marriage happens in Australia? It means being pressured, tricked, or coerced into getting married without your free and full consent, including if you are too young to marry. Forced marriage can affect anyone, regardless of age, gender, sexuality, culture, or religion. If this sounds like you or someone you know, free and confidential support is available through a national service called My Blue Sky. Visit mybluesky.org.au or call 02 9514 8115.
You're listening to SBS News.
A multi-year project to build the biggest mosque in regional Australia has finally reached its conclusion.
It's known for being the cherry capital of the country, but today the small town of Young in the southwestern slopes of New South Wales has officially opened to become the biggest regional mosque in Australia. Hundreds of Muslim locals got to pray here for the first time during their Friday prayer, and a ribbon-cutting ceremony was held to mark the milestone. Locals here tell me the project, which took more than 2 years to complete, was necessary to accommodate for their growing community of up to 1,000 Muslims here. That's one in 10 people in the town. They say this mosque is a structural symbol of their permanent presence here, but its opening comes as a national debate continues over the value of multiculturalism. We're here in the federal seat of Riverina. It's been National's heartland for nearly 50 years. But One Nation has been leading the polls here, and pollsters say it's a protest vote against the mainstream parties. One Nation leader Pauline Hanson is known for her controversial comments on Islam in the last few months, saying there are no good Muslims and that the country is being swamped by them. The federal member for Riverina, Michael McCormack, told SBS migrants will always be welcome in his seat and described One Nation as a party of grievance and not of policy. For many Muslim residents in Young, they say they're unfazed by Pauline or the polls, proud, they say, of the strong, friendly relationships they've built with the broader community here, which they believe will withstand the current tensions around the country's social cohesion.
Not long ago, just when you're about to take the lead against your friends in your favourite online race, then a game update starts downloading. The screen freezes. You imagine your friends overtake you one by one, probably laughing while doing so. Thankfully, with today's NBN speeds, updates are faster and more seamless, so races are decided without interruption, on equal terms. The way we play online has changed. NBN has evolved alongside it, with better speed, built for how we choose to game. Visit nbn.com.au. Faster speeds applicable to FTTP and HFC technologies.